Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Cass City Village Council will be meeting at 6 p.m. on Monday, March the 23rd, in the Municipal Building at 6506 Main Street. The building will begin with two public hearings regarding proposed ordinances for signs and one for a blighted building, as well as a proposed vision and mission statement for them to act on. Some of the other items on the agenda include the proposed purchase of programs for the police department, the purchase of a vehicle for the park department, a contract for weed control, and a presentation of the Downtown Development Authority's biannual report, as well as a presentation of the Planning Commission summary. And in other news for today, one local entrepreneur, Jolene Schwarzendruber, is making a fascinating leap from 18 years in healthcare and a stint in machine work to now owning a beloved floral shop right here in our community, a local landmark that's been blooming since the late 1940s. The new owner is committed to keeping the familiar name and the cherished staff, including Carol and Joel, the former owners of Haste Flowers. They are also cultivating some truly unique additions. Jolene and her husband visited the market in Las Vegas and brought back some new and exciting finds like solar-powered hot air balloons that flicker like real flames, patriotic and sports infinity pictures and displays, distinctive bird baths, and even furniture, all hand-picked from their trip to Las Vegas. The buzz from family and friends is already overwhelmingly positive, so you'll want to make sure to go to Haste Flowers and Pigeon this summer and embrace its rich past while it blossoms into a new and exciting future. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
If you've been impacted by the devastating effects of a tornado, the last thing you need is to be taken advantage of. Contractors who show up following a disaster may be individuals looking to make a quick buck off your situation. They'll promise to help you recover as long as you sign their contract. Then they may collect payment and disappear without a trace. Don't fall victim to these schemes. If you suspect fraud, call 800-TEL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the Huron County Board of Commissioners will be meeting at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, March 24th, in the county building in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, the meeting will be a long one with a variety of issues, including several interviews in order to fill open positions. At 9:10 a.m., commissioners will interview two candidates for the Nature Center Board of Directors. At 9:30 a.m., commissioners will interview six candidates for the Planning Commission. At 10:30 a.m., there will be a discussion regarding mental health services, as well as several interviews and interviewing three candidates for the Veteran Affairs Board, if necessary. During the meeting, there will also be two grievance hearings, and consent action will be taken in the meeting that is expected to last until around 2 p.m. To join the meeting virtually by using your phone, you can use 1-312-626-6799 with a meeting ID of 881-4859-2866. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and in some further news for today, some street work will be occurring in the coming months in the city of Bad Axe. At Monday's city meeting, the council accepted the low bid of $275,702 from Aztec Asphalt for improvements to be made to North Hanselman Street. In doing that, the council followed the recommendation of the Finance Committee after their review. The council went on to thank the DPW for the work they've done in keeping streets clear this winter. During the meeting, it was noted that there was also a Save Streets for All grant available to apply for, which could help with the street work, and the annual service agreement with CorPro for $2,050 for the water towers was also approved. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today. Sunday, March 22nd of 2026. Ronald Joseph Ozentoski, age 69, of New Baltimore, passed away on March 18th of 2026. Visitation for both Ronald Joseph Ozentoski as well as his wife Shirley Ozentoski, who has also passed, will both occur on Tuesday, March the 24th from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Wasik Funeral Home located in New Baltimore, Michigan. And they will lie in state on Wednesday, March 25th from 10 a.m. until the 10:30 a.m. funeral mass at St. Mary Queen of Creation Church in New Baltimore. Interment will follow at the St. Mary Cemetery of New Baltimore, and in lieu of flowers, memorial donations can be directed to the Michigan Humane Society, reflecting both Ronald Ozentoski and Shirley Ozentoski's compassion for animals. We hope Ronald and Shirley rest in peace, now reunited in eternal love and light. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.